This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. A year ago this week, a deadly tornado plowed through East Greensboro. The storm tore apart schools and homes, shredding walls and ripping off roofs. One man was killed when a tree fell on his moving car. More than 1,000 buildings were damaged and hundreds of people were displaced. WUNC Greensboro reporter Naomi Prilo was there a year ago talking with families and assessing the damage, and she joins us now 1 year later. Naomi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Take us back April, that day in April of 2018. What did the storm look like?
The storm came without warning for the residents who lived in East Greensboro. And it was an EF2 tornado with 135 miles per hour winds. And it was basically a 33-mile trek from East Greensboro all the way up into Rockingham. So it hit pretty hard and pretty fast.
Yeah, I was going to ask you the aftermath because you were there going through the whole area. What did it look like?
Afterwards, it honestly looked like a war zone. There was a lot of downed trees across cars, streets, houses. A lot of power lines were down. And you just saw a lot of these residents who were in these neighborhoods just trying to figure out, what do I do next? You know, their homes were destroyed. Buildings were destroyed.
Tell us about the neighborhood you're talking about, East Greensboro. Who lives there? What does that neighborhood look like?
So East Greensboro is considered a lower income area compared to the rest of the city. There's not a lot of, you know, high-end apartments or condos there, and a lot of renters. There's a lot of renters that live in this area as opposed to homeowners.
What did you hear from families at the time about, you know, how they experienced this?
A lot of them were in shock. A lot of them said that they didn't get a lot of warning or no warning at all. And then when the tornado did hit, they had to scramble to figure out a safe place in their homes. And so then they were also figuring out, okay, what's next? Because I don't have renter's insurance. I'm living in this house that's owned by someone else that I don't see all the time. You know, a lot of them were low income, so they had to figure out how to get money to leave, where they're going to stay next.
Quite a few people were displaced, right? And schools damaged. I mean, there was some immediate damage in terms of, people having to leave their homes, and some more lasting damage. But let's talk about the displacement. How many families had to leave because of the storm?
So, the city of Greensboro said that there was about 174 households that needed relocation assistance. And so a lot of those families have left, but there's really no way of tracking if they came back or if this was temporary, if they're gone forever. So a lot of them did end up leaving.
You were back in the area recently. What kind of damage do you see today, or how does it look today?
So for the most part, it looks mostly cleaned up, but there are still some areas where there will be a house that was completely destroyed by the tornado or is condemned, and organizations are working to clean that up. So for the most part, it looks pretty good, but there are still some areas that are still need some work.
You talked about being in touch with families in the immediate aftermath, and I know that you've tried to get back in touch with them, and that's been difficult. Talk about that and what it might imply, although we can't say for sure if people have left the area for good, but it's been difficult to get back in touch with people, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been difficult because some of them have just up and moved away, and you just don't hear from them again. It's like they get their assistance, their relocation assistance, and then they're gone. Others, their phone numbers have been disconnected or they don't work. So it's kind of hard to keep track.
There were three schools in the area extensively damaged. Talk about those schools and whether or not they're back online.
Yeah, so the schools were all elementary schools. They were Erin Elementary, Hampton Elementary, and Peeler Elementary. The students at Erwin moved to Alamance Elementary. The ones at Peeler moved to Blueford Elementary, and the ones at Hampton moved to Reedy Fork. But the Guilford County schools are recommending that Hampton close because not enough Hampton students are going back to Reedy Fork, so we'll see what happens with that.
Why is it taking so long for students to get back in their classrooms?
You know, a lot of it is because they're locked in these insurance negotiations. And so they're trying to figure out what's going to be paid for, what's not going to be paid for. And so until then, these students really can't go back to their own schools.
You talked about the destruction and damage to housing stock in that area, a low-income area. Does the city see this as an opportunity maybe to build more affordable housing?
Yes, they are. They're working on building more affordable housing. Some of the community activists I've talked to said that there have been developers and investors who are showing interest in coming into East Greensboro and helping rebuild the community with affordable housing. But in the past, some investors and developers have shown hesitancy or risk because it is a lower income area, and they usually want to go to the richer side of town and build up these expensive apartments. So,
right. Well, that would take some city input to make that happen. Whenever it comes to affordable housing, there has to be a will on the part of political leaders. So we can stay tuned to that and check in. Naomi, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Naomi Prelo is WUNC's Greensboro reporter.